So what really happened? Hertzfeld asked. Is it really as bad as it looks?
No, it's worse, Jobs grimaced. It's much worse than you can imagine.
He blamed Scully for betraying him and said that Apple would not be able to manage without him. His chairman's role, he complained, was completely ceremonial. He was being ejected from his Bandley 3 office to a small and almost empty building he nicknamed Siberia. Hertzfeld turned the topic to happier days, and they began to reminisce about the past. Earlier that week, Dylan had released a new album, Empire Burlesque, and Hertzfeld brought a copy that they played on Jobs's high-tech turntable. The most notable track, When the Night Comes Falling from the Sky, with its apocalyptic message, seemed appropriate for the evening, but Jobs didn't like it. It sounded almost disco, and he gloomily argued that Dylan had been going downhill since Blood on the Tracks. So Hertzfeld moved the needle to the last song on the album, Dark Eyes, which was a simple acoustic number featuring Dylan alone on guitar and harmonica. It was slow and mournful, and Hertzfeld hoped would remind Jobs of the earlier Dylan tracks he so loved. But Jobs didn't like that song either, and had no desire to hear the rest of the album.